Once there was a little shepherd boy who was famous far and wide for all the wise answers he would give to whatever question you would ask him. Now the king of the country would not believe it, and so he summoned the little boy to his royal palace. And when the little shepherd boy stood in front of the king looked at him. "If you can answer me the three questions that I will put to you, I shall regard you as my own child and you shall live with me in my royal palace." The shepherd boy looked up to the king. "What are the three questions, Your Majesty?"
"My first question is, how many drops of water are in the ocean?"
The shepherd boy looked to the king. "Your Majesty, have all rivers on earth dammed up so that not a drop of water can flow into the ocean until I finished counting them? Then I shall tell you how many drops of water there are in the ocean." Thereupon the king asked the second question.
"How many stars are in the sky?"
The shepherd boy looked to the king. "Your Majesty, please hand me a big white piece of paper." And when the shepherd boy got the piece of paper, he took a feather and some ink, and he started to make a great many dots on that piece of paper, so many that they could hardly be counted. You would have gone blind trying to do so. And when he finished, he handed the piece of paper to the king. "Your Majesty, there are as many stars in the sky as you will find dots on this piece of paper. Just count them." But to be sure, nobody could.
"My third question is, how many seconds does eternity have?"
"Well, Your Majesty, in Lower Pomerania you will find the Diamond Mountain. It's an hour high, it's an hour wide, and it's an hour deep. And every 100 years, a little bird comes flying by and sharpens its beak on it. And when the entire mountain is chiseled away, the first second of eternity will have passed." And the king looked at the little shepherd boy and smiled.
"You have answered all my questions like a wise man, so from this moment on I shall regard you as my own child and you shall live with me in my royal palace."
And that's how it came, how a poor little shepherd boy came to live in a mighty palace and became the son of a king.